welcome to Train the Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hello, I'm Connor. I live in Gateshead, but I'm from Weymouth, and I took the art and animation course.
Hi, Connor. How are you doing, bud?
Oh, not too bad, man. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Awesome. It's lovely to hear your voice again.
Yours too. So, tell me, what's your story, Connor? What are the past experiences that have shaped your life to make you who you are now?
Well, that is a deep question. I suppose I started off by playing a lot of video games when I was young, like everyone. So I took quite a weird path. I left school after I finished my GCSEs, and I just started painting and drawing all day because I wanted to design and make all these things, but I didn't really know what path to take. So I was painting and things like that, and then I saw the Train to Game course and joined up on that, and I attended the game jams whilst studying every day on my own time and getting all that done. And then I applied for the internship up here, and here I am. I'm sure there's probably a lot more to it, but that's all I can remember for now.
So where did you apply for an internship for?
I applied to Atomwalk. It's based in the Northern Design Centre in Newcastle.
What kind of games do they make there?
Okay, the guys at the studio, all of us are concept artists and illustrators, so we have no programmers, we have no designers or anything like that. So people come to us and they outsource us for, say, concept art and illustration. We do a lot of stuff before games. We do kind of things like we worked on Mortal Kombat. We're working on a lot of stuff right now, but none of it I can say because it's all under NDA, which is typical. But it's a lot of stuff like Sony and Warner Brothers and people like that. So it's quite big clients, but we don't actually work on the games. We just make the concepts and the illustrations.
What is the most dramatic or exciting thing you've done in your life previous to being at Atomhawk?
Oh, God. These questions, Mark. I'm not sure I'm ready for them. I think, actually, the most scary and exciting thing was leaving school and trying to take things into my own hands. I mean, that was alleviated by joining Train to Game. That made life a lot easier. But, going down that kind of personal route was quite a scary thing at first.
I know you were also part of Derp Studios as well. How was that experience?
I was part of Derp Studios, yeah. That was really, really great. I mean, the game jam and the meeting the people and going up to Luton and doing it was just great. The whole experience was really fun. And these guys, I still talk to a lot of them today. Me and Amanda are mostly talking a lot, and it's great. Yeah, it's a great bonding experience. It was great for contacts. It was great for skills. Had great experiences. Well, I met you up at the Gadget Show, which was a lovely experience.
It was indeed. We've been friends ever since.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was really great.
We touched on it before. What is your reason for getting into the gaming industry particularly?
It's just games, you know? Like, what kind of guy can say that every day they go to work and draw men shooting aliens and, you know, zombies and monsters? It's all fun and game, but it's serious at the same time. But it's all play. It's hard work, but it's play, and that's great. To get paid to do that is just fantastic. So,
when did you actually get the job at Atomhawk that you have now?
I had my internship was 3 months ago. So back in September, August was when I was applying and got the internship. But now, a few weeks ago, they offered me a junior position, which is going to last 6 months, which is fantastic. So
you get a nice job just in time for Christmas then?
Absolutely, yeah, which is a real relief because Christmas is our time, so.
What's your greatest ambition? Where do you want to go with your career and everything?
I think, like all artists, I just want to be the best, like a Pokemon trainer. You know, you just want to keep on going and hit the top of your field. Maybe one day in the future I'll have my own graphic novel and I'll be working on some AAA games and things like that, but I don't know, the future is very unpredictable, so it's hard to say, really.
And finally then, so what if you could work for any studio whatsoever, what would you go for?
Any studio? Oh, God, okay. Actually, genuinely, I'd rather work for myself. I think I'd rather get some of my closest friends and make my own studio and make the games that we love. So.
Yeah, so we should probably start working on that soon then.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mark, yeah.
Thank you very much, buddy.
No worries. Cheers, mate.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.